once again, I am here as the regular host of the show. I have a special guest host with me again. He's back again. I got a Capuate back, Mr. Armando Reyes. We got a special guest. You can't see him, but you can hear the small little hacksaw Jim Duggan right in the background. But today we got a special guest with us, and we're going to get right to it. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew New Podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we have diagrams and questions.
Oh, hell no.
Those first 5 minutes of my life changed.
Because I will be doing a majority of the talking. That's why.
Did he say?
Excuse me?
The Chew and Who Podcast.
And we are back, guys. Welcome back to Chew New Podcast. And unfortunately, like I told you, we have Armando Reyes back in the house.
I'm with back. Us.
Oh my God, it's hard to keep the little thing away, but he keeps coming back like a cockroach.
Hold on.
What?
I have a question for you.
What? What do you need?
Where's my drink?
You don't get a drink, man. I already told you.
I don't get a drink again.
You're not gonna get a drink again because you get it up and get it yourself. All right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Martin, get the hell out of here. Get out of my way.
And I'm talking about, we also got Mr. Martin Gomez in the podcast.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God, guys. This is going to be an interesting one today. Mm-hmm. We were having a lot of fun before the whole pod started because Martin was going legit.
He was
going at Cacahuate left and right, man. It was too fucking funny to even talk about it.
Hey, before we even start the podcast, can I just say something real quick?
What's up, buddy?
Actually, I want to send out a big shout out.
All right,
to the PSJ Bears varsity baseball team.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
there you go.
They just brought down Clemens varsity baseball team in the best of three series in the area playoffs. They won 2 games in a row, so now they're heading forward. So, congratulations to my PSJ Bears.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Go Bears.
There you go.
All right.
Baseball. Congratulations.
I love this kid, man.
You should know about base and balls.
What?
Martin, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming to the podcast, man. I appreciate you coming taking time out.
You're very
welcome. Even though you have to situate yourself to the man on your left for a while, but it's all good. But let's get started from the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, how did you get into newbie wrestling, bro?
Well,
talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls watching the live stream.
And children of all ages.
And
that's
children
all you forgot,
of all
God
ages.
God damn it, man.
I grew up in a small town called Lyford, Texas.
Oh, shit.
Very, very, very far away.
So you're a bulldog.
Yes, I'm a bulldog. God born ever. And raised.
Shit, but you look more like a chihuahua.
I mean, you're the one talking. You got the head for one.
I got the head for one.
Oh,
really? You want to go there now?
Can we get into the podcast and find out who this kid is? Come on, man.
I'm tired of hearing all this barking in my life.
All right, man.
I grew up in Lyford.
Is that what you brought me for?
Yes, I did.
Every single time you bring me, I have to put up with shit like this.
It's all good, man. Don't worry. It's fun and games. Go ahead, buddy.
It's all fun and games. All right, so I grew up in Lyford, Texas. Recently graduated from there. Class of 2024, which was fun. The way I got into New Breed was kind of weird, at least in my opinion.
Talk to us.
Because you don't really hear this story. So one day, in, I want to say, freshman year or eighth grade of school.
Which one was it, eighth grade or freshman year?
It was, dude, I don't remember.
Tell the story,
damn, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I just hate that crap, man. It either was eighth grade or
you still look like an eighth grader now. Go ahead.
We get it, bro. Your brain is big. We can see it through your head. Look, I won. I have hair.
Go on.
Eighth or ninth grade, one day, I know it was in February, I was bored.
I was conceived.
I was very bored. I had nothing to do. We just moved into the new house. And I don't know. I had nothing to watch, so
you didn't have a yard to car to wash, or a car to wash, or a yard to cut, or
that
something
was
like
all,
that.
That was all
damn,
done,
bro.
That was all done. I was done with that. Well, for the day at least. For the day at least. And so I just watched some. I don't know. I got recommended this video game called WWE 2K19. And I watched my favorite streamer at the time, who is no longer my favorite streamer at the time, But I watched him play this game, and I got really, really fascinated with the whole thing of pro wrestling. The whole shebang. After that, I slowly got more and more into it. I started watching Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
Right, right.
And it just quickly, very, very quickly took over my life.
Yeah.
So, at the time...
What a disgrace.
Your hairline too, bud. Yeah. Shut up. But, natural. Oh, God. Let me see. Okay, yeah. So, I talked to my mom about this.
retrace your tracks there, buddy.
So, it was... So, I told my mom about this wrestling thing. Right. I was very interested, and at the time, there was no wrestling schools. Right. Nowhere in the RGV there was wrestling schools. The closest one was a place called Hybrid in San Antonio.
Okay.
And I was not willing to commute, nor was my mom willing to have me commute over there just to wrestle.
Right.
And I kept trying, you know, and then COVID hit.
No.
During COVID, I said...
He hit you. Damn, bro. Goddamn COVID.
No, it didn't get me. Yeah. I practiced practical health and safety.
There you go. Good job, buddy.
Anyway.
Vaseline.
During COVID, during school hours,
right.
I kid you not, I didn't, you know, I was bored when they were doing the whole at-home learning.
Right.
So I looked up, I said to myself one more time, if there's no wrestling school today, I will forget this whole wrestling thing. And sure enough, I look on Google Maps on my trusty telephone there, and I saw a new...
You had a flip phone at that time.
Come on, dude. Just stop going so old that way.
I love nostalgic things. Except Armando here. He's way too ancient.
That's antique.
He's antique.
Absolutely. I love being antique.
Anyway, I saw New Breed Wrestling, and I begged my mom to take me. She did not want to take me. She did not want to take me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to her credit, because, like, she didn't know about this pro wrestling thing at the time.
Right, right, right.
So I said, fine. I'll wait for you to be ready. Well, it's the night of my homecoming. Junior year.
Uh-huh.
Or sophomore year. One of the two. I'm sorry, man. I have bad memory. I have horrible, horrible memory. Oh, I messed up the camera.
You're good, buddy. There you're good.
Okay. I'll move it.
You're good. You're good.
Okay, you're good.
Sorry,
good.
I'm just so tall. You can't relate.
Is that what you brought me for? Is that what I was brought for just to be insulted by this little...
Oh, my God.
God, man, I can't believe it, man.
Lord have mercy on muscle.
This is going to be good.
This is going to be good.
Go on, man.
You're going to be lucky if you come out of here alive.
So you decided you find this wrestling school on during your COVID time. So did you reach out straight to Danny Chance for that?
Oh, man. You know, I did. And I told him, like, I was 16 at the time. I was 16 at the time. And he said, well, I have to get your parent or guardian to have you train at our school.
Right, right.
That's when I approached my mom. She said no. Now we're back to homecoming night.
Mm-hmm.
I have a date with a friend. Only a friend, if she's listening.
He took out the frustration out of
it. It's okay, buddy. No. Go ahead.
Ball driver and all that.
Proceed.
It was like 2 days. 2 days before homecoming, and I go to my mom and I say, Mom, I'm going to homecoming with someone. And she said, when's homecoming? Oh, it's this... Et cetera, et cetera. It's this day. Martin, you're serious, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very serious. I have someone to go with in homecoming. And I wasn't planning to go at all.
I shouldn't believe you, damn.
Mom?
Come on, Martin. This is Martin!
Anyway, so I tell her, and she's like, you got to cancel that. No, well, not cancel. She said, you got to pick. I'm like, what do you mean pick? Oh, I was going to take you somewhere. I was like, where? I was going to take you to that wrestling school you wanted to go to. No way.
Yes way.
Bye, girl.
Bye, Felicia. Excuse me. Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
About our date tonight and what we were going to do, forget about it.
I got some bigger plans.
I'd rather go do some better moves tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
So on the day of homecoming, not only did I have to go to wrestling training to meet Danny.
Right.
I also had to get all my clothes for homecoming because I just let my mom know the day before.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we spent the majority of our day looking for something nice to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 30 minutes we had, and only 30 minutes, we went to Newbury School of Wrestling and I tried out. And I absolutely loved it. I did my rolls. I took my bumps. Even though I already knew how, because I had some trampoline experience. I mean, I'm sorry, Kakawate. If you went on a trampoline, you'd go flying. But I'm just...
What's wrong with this?
You can't relate.
Oh, my God. It's just been back and forth. Before the podcast, it's been going back and forth.
Golly, bro. Man. I cannot believe that you actually brought me for
this. Hey, for all fairness, Martin, I'm going to tell you right now, for all fairness, I just proposed it last time when we interviewed Mooncat. By the way, great interview, Mooncat.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Yeah, great interview.
I told him, hey, man, if you want to come, like, who is it, Martin? Oh, Martin! Now he gets this, you're like, why did I come? Well,
I was excited at first.
I'm really excited now.
No, you shut up, man. I'm not.
Oh, he was excited.
I was. Past tense.
So you get to the wrestling school. You're headed there. You're being trained by Danny Chance and some other wrestlers that are there.
Yeah.
I know most of the time when they're starting out, you have to start up first the ring. You got to... Put the ring up, bring it down, do all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. Yeah. When I got there, the ring was halfway finished. And Danny said, the next time I go to training, I would set up the ring. And that's exactly what I did.
Right.
I set up the ring.
So how long till you started getting your actual, I guess, first match? I mean, how long did that take to actually get in the ring and start getting some action in there?
Oh, well.
We're talking about wrestling, okay? Not other kind of action, okay? Because the other kind of action, you still haven't gotten there.
Just to be clear.
All right, just to be clear. Get it? Clear.
I get the picture.
All right? Damn.
Yes, sir.
Leave him alone, dude.
Hey, that was my turn. Hey, we're going to be going back and forth, man. He started picking on me. I'm going to start picking on him, too. He's already legal age of 18, so believe me, he's already an adult.
Hey, see, I already got Frank the Tag Mighty and said, wait, you're telling me Martin chose pro wrestling over a kitty? I'm not surprised.
Frank the Tank Maravilla. The answer to you is yes.
Frank the Tank.
I'm still thinking of that too. I'm like, okay, why the hell did you take this over this?
Bro.
Come on.
He wanted to chase his dream, dude. This is a dream he wanted.
I want to chase the other kind of dream.
No. I'm too young. I was too young.
It doesn't matter. Oh, man. This guy, he's not from our era. If he would have been from our era, believe me. Oh, okay. Wrestling or ching ching.
Oh, my God.
I would have gotten ching ching.
Right, okay.
Frank the Tank, the biggest bully in the RGV. She was my friend.
No, the biggest bully in the RGV? Really?
Huh?
Frank is not the biggest bully in the RGV.
He is the biggest bully.
No, he's not.
He bullies my best buddy every day.
Oh, ay, pobre chito. Oh,
here we go.
The biggest bully right now in the RGV is your boss.
No.
Which is Pete.
He's incredibly nice. He's very nice to me.
Pete Payne is going to be, I don't even know why you even decided.
He's very nice to me.
To actually join.
He's just a giant teddy bear.
No one's a pain. Not the nightmares of pain, the no one's of pain. Wow. All of you are no ones.
Wow.
Damn. Don't talk about La Maravilla like that, bro.
Oh, no, wow. That's coming from the guy who manages the guys who lose to the Fallouts every week, the Killjoys.
Oh, my God.
These guys?
Hey, you're wearing the shirt.
I'm actually wearing their shirt.
You're wearing their shirt today.
Yeah, I'm wearing their shirt. I'm wearing the kill.
After
betrayal. No, you know why I'm wearing it?
Where's Delta and Vega?
Because they gave it to me free. That's the only reason. I had to pay for it. Shit. They give me something for free. I'm going to wear
funny,
it.
It's funny what an ass beating happens on live podcast happens when... you know, and all of us, they get a different view of things.
Oh, yeah. It's a very different view.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. I'll never forget. But... The only thing I gotta always tell the Rattlesnake Jake Bishop and Brandon Morningstar, the only thing I'm always gonna tell them is, hey, three times, guy, you tried to take me out, three times, and I'm still standing.
They probably slipped on your bald head.
God damn it, this guy. Oh my.
Did I mention that I was in drama? I was a high school drama
kid. You're
not
even a female, bro. Man, imagine if you were a female, what drama you would make.
Oh,
damn.
My God. So, you get into the ring for the first time.
Yeah.
Who's your first match against, bro?
Oh, man. So about, I want to say 6-7 months of training.
Uh-huh.
Danny texted me completely out of nowhere. I was at school. And he said, hey, can you work, I believe it was March. Oh, my God. I have to check my record book.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Really?
I have my record book.
Oh, that's a Playboy.
It's a journal, dude. Leave it alone.
It's a journal. It has my matches on it.
Oh, really? I remember we used to use those kind of covers for other kind of magazines.
Look, this is how Cacahuete reads books.
And?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is so freaking awesome.
Unfortunately, I don't need my glasses to see your head. It shines. I knew I'd need my book somehow.
Dude, he is not 21, so you cannot jump on this
person. He's 18. He's out of high school. He's already legal age, believe me. But I will not get thrown in jail.
But anyway, he texted me, can you work March 30th?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure, I guess. Why? What do you need me to do? I thought he needed me to be security. I thought he needed help putting the ring together. Oh. I was security, Armando, for a while. I mean, I got jumped. You probably remember that.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I remember that very, very clearly.
Yes, you remember that. So, but no, he said, do you have your gear? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
For the most part, I had it.
Right.
I had everything but the shirt.
Yeah, I got some underwears and Converse. It can work.
And he said, because you're going to wrestle Sergeant Major Alexander
Holy
Paul.
Holy shit.
March 30th.
Yes.
And
that was an event that we had in Harlingen.
In Harlingen.
That was the first time I actually met him.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the first time I met him that day. I was like,
no offense, but you sent him to a massacre?
Yeah.
You sent a lamb into a massacre?
And not only that. I ended up refereeing that
Jesus
match. I ended up. When he did that, I was like, okay, what the hell are you doing? And I was convincing him. I was like, hey, are you sure you want this match? Are you aware who you're calling out?
Yeah.
I tried to convince him. And when even Sergeant Major came out, he was looking at him like, are you serious? And I was like, sorry, he wants it, but if he wants to get his ass kicked, give it to him.
He thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, he wasn't the only one thinking you were crazy. I thought you were crazy. The ring announcer thought you were crazy.
Jesus.
The promoter even thought you were crazy.
Bro,
not only that, the fans.
I didn't even see the match, and I think you're crazy.
The fans were like, somebody called 911.
Yeah.
My friends went.
Well, yeah, they saw how bad you got your ass kicked.
No, I stood a chance.
What's the chance? Two,
what was the chance?
Three, four, 10 seconds?
It was 90 to 10. I was the 90.
Really?
He got lucky.
He got...
Dude, you basically were running all the time.
Cacahuete, I wish you had the same luck I had. Maybe you'd have some hair then.
I'm not worried about it if I don't have any hair.
Do you believe in rubbing the catcher's head because you think you're going to get luck?
He loved to rub on my head. He loved to deceive. He loved to rub on my head. No, I remember that night. He was like, okay, well, blah, blah, blah. He comes out, and all of a sudden, he grabs the microphone, and he's actually challenging Sergeant Major. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, and the worst thing about it, that I ended up refereeing that match.
That's nuts.
That
man.
Was already been a while, man. But I mean, you really had the guts and you really had the balls to actually call out the biggest individual right now new breed wrestling.
What did you think it was? Prison? Go for the biggest guy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what you thought.
I live by that philosophy.
He was like,
my grandfather always said, if you're going to make a statement, you go for the biggest one.
There you go. Well, that's true.
Well, when he made that statement, what did he really refer? What was he really referring to?
I mean,
when he said, hey, you go for the biggest one, which one? What type? The man or something else?
Well, I mean, if Frank the Tank was there, he'd probably say go for the fat one.
Dude.
There you go.
You work with two of them.
They're not fat. They're festively plump.
I'm not fat. I'm big bone. I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
They're fluffy.
I'm fluffy.
Oh my God. They're just big old teddy
so bears. After this match goes on, the massacre, they send the lamb to get massacred.
He did get massacred.
It was a sacrifice or something. I don't know what the hell Danny was thinking.
Yeah.
After the match, what are the words coming out of Danny's mouth after you go through that match?
Well...
There were no words.
There
actually.
Were no words.
Everybody was like, but I kid you not, one thing that I do have to give you a lot of credit, you, after that match that you were laying flat on your back, mm-hmm. that I didn't even know if you were still alive, it was, you had the crowd chanting for mm-hmm. you, man. You
no
had,
shit.
Seriously.
Wow.
Seriously, you had the crowd chanting your name.
Yeah.
How's that feel, man? I mean, being a newcomer to the wrestling scene, and you finally get the crowd, you know, chanting your name. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though you just got your ass kicked, but they're chanting your name. What's that feeling like? What's that energy like, bro?
Oh, man. You know, when I debuted, I didn't think anyone would cheer for me. I'm going to be really honest. I thought I would have to do something crazy to get them to cheer for me. Mm-hmm. I just went with it, and that happened. You know, it felt very great. It felt great. It felt assuring that I was going to be fine.
You weren't.
I wasn't, but...
You were fine, man. I was like, shit, man. I even told the ring announcer, you get him on. I don't even remember
what happened. Did I win? Let me get my record.
Oh, here we go. Get the record.
Hold on. You don't need your record. I was a referee. Oh, no, you didn't win. No.
It's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, I think, believe me, man, that match was...
It's not the tumor.
It's not the tumor.
Well, the good thing about it is that match actually lasted more than 2 minutes. That was
yeah, exactly.
So it was more than just a quickie.
It was like 5 minutes.
I got Frank Tankers. I remember watching a New Breed show at the Landmark on Tower, July 2023. I remember seeing the scrawny nerd dressed in black. What pertained to be the security guard?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself... If that nerdy virgin four-eyed geek can do it, then why can't I? Why am I watching?
Wow.
Wow.
You see, this is why he's the biggest bully in the RGB right now.
He is not a bully.
He is the meanest.
Wait. It says here, I'm watching from the stands, so thank you, Martin, for the inspiration. I'm sorry, I didn't finish reading that for you, buddy.
Well, you're welcome.
What stands is he watching?
I don't know.
What stands are you watching? What stands?
Dude, they do not allow cell phones in prison, Frank.
Exactly.
Damn. God.
Oh, God.
My poor best buddy gets bullied by him constantly.
Yeah, and, well, we'll get to that in a minute, but mm-hmm. now you finally get the taste of the ring action.
Yeah.
You're getting, I'm pretty sure Danny started giving you a little bit more action in the ring, get mm-hmm. more matches and all, so have you. Now that the ball starts rolling, tell me how do you get... picked up by Pete Payne and Nightmare into this stable. You know, I think they warned me last time. We've got to bring Martin because, oh, God, no, we shouldn't bring Martin to the podcast. Well, guess what? He's here.
He's here. I'm here. Hi, guys.
So,
not only that, you have higher ratings right now than them. I can guarantee you. You have higher ratings than them, man.
How is it that you were actually tossed into this situation, bro?
Well,
who the hell is that?
Oh,
that's Ivan.
That's Kakawate.
Yes, it is.
Who?
Ivan. R-A-R-O.
Raro.
He's blind. He needs his glasses.
Maybe we have the same prescription.
I'm over here. I'm not over there. Okay? I'm over here. I'm right here. This way. Not that way.
Yes, sir. I couldn't tell because of your reflection.
Okay.
The night begins to shine.
Damn, bro.
Oh, shit. You got Vanessa. Melissa Marimoto saying, hi, Martin. There he goes.
Hi.
But, so
say
how do you
right
get...
Here.
Hi.
I'm not sorry. Over there.
Like
say hi right here.
Hi.
Say that the screen come. Damn it.
So how do you get into this stable, man? Talk to me. How were you approached?
Oh, well...
No.
Yes. You right. puckered up those goddamn lips on them,
no.
man.
No. Yeah. Bad juggle
and
monkey
not only
look.
That, man. You did it right after they went to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Nuh-uh. Anyways, go on.
All right. So I was booked against my best buddy, Toxico.
Okay.
And we had a match. We
Toxico, had, not Toxico.
I like to call him that. That's his little...
Toxico.
That's his friend name. He tells me, shut up, nerd. I tell him Toxico.
Leave him alone, man. I like this kid, games. Man. This is awesome.
Toxic.
Go on, buddy.
All right, so...
This is my new buddy now.
So Nightmare and Pete Payne interrupt our match.
Right.
And they ask Toxico, or Toxico.
There you go. There you go.
They ask Toxico if he wants to join the Nightmares of Pain.
The Nuts of Pain?
The Nightmares of Pain.
He was going to say that. He was going to say the Nuts of Pain. Nightmares. I heard you. You were going to say the Nuts of Pain.
I'm sorry.
Can we get to the story already?
I'm sorry. His head reminds me of nuts. But anyway, so he politely declined. And by politely, I mean he flips him off.
And that was polite.
And leaves. Yeah, very polite, you know. It could have gone worse.
All right.
But I picked up the microphone, and I said, if he won't join, why don't I? Now, I'm a pretty big opportunist.
Yeah, big opportunist.
I was welcome with open arms, I think.
I think so, because you got people saying, oh, my God, Jose Martinez. He's saying, my hero, Martin, when I grow up, I want to be just like Martin.
Well, you can, sir.
Ponle casa con todo oxo.
Anyways, go on.
All right. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I just said, if he doesn't join, I will. And he ended up joining anyway. And that's how we became best buddies.
Really? Now, going towards your best friend here. Okay, I got some more saludos for Cacahuate there. Saludos from Ivan. Ivan again, yeah. And then I got Frank Tank. Frank the Tank says, I heard Martin had to drink some questionable fluids to be initiated into the NOP. That's
that is absolutely true.
That is true.
I agree with you. He did have to.
I did take have to.
Some special.
Don't agree to this, please.
Enhancements.
He doesn't get him.
Wow. Don't step into that line.
Don't step into that line, my bro. Because believe me, that's the problem with this new generation.
Oh, my.
They do not know how to get what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué dice
José?
¿Qué
dice José? Oh, here you go. José Martinez.
José.
José Martinez says, ha, ha. He goes, ¿qué dice ahí?
I can't fucking read.
What? Y le compadre un casa de hills con un
pool. I have to be like this to talk about they can't read it.
To build your house in the hills with a pool, that's what you say.
I'm too tall.
Yeah. And it says Martin drank warm apple juice. Okay, yeah, that would have to go that way.
No. Right. It was pitch black, the drink.
It was more white milk.
Shut the hell up.
Hey, wait.
Oh my god. Now. Anyways. So now you're rolling with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? What is it like rolling with these guys everywhere they go? I mean, to me, the way I see it, and this is just through my eyes,
mm-hmm.
now that I'm actually getting the full picture of this group, okay, mm-hmm. it's like seeing two Rottweilers with a mixed breed boxer, and I hate to say this, a little Yorkie right behind you.
I love Yorkies.
That's why I say Yorkie.
Can I be a cat?
No, the Yorkie. No, there's okay. already a cat.
There's already a cat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We had him last week.
You're right.
So, I mean, what is it like having those big dogs in front of you?
Well, I mean, we like to play this really cool game. It's called the Quiet Game, where I...
You?
Mm-hmm.
You like to play a game called the Quiet Game.
Let me guess. Do you win every time?
Well, I mean, I last...
No, you don't.
I last about 10 minutes.
Shit.
Well, actually, we have a name for it. It's called Shut Up Martin.
I've heard it before.
Uh-huh.
If you go to the podcast when I'm on there the last time. Yep, that was the name of the game.
Aw, they like our game.
Shut Up Martin.
And then there's a sequel where it's Shut Up Martin, but it's Toxico's edition.
Okay, now explain to us about that.
Basically, he shoves me in a closet and tells me to shut up. Now, that one I've lasted 30 minutes.
That's very impressive. Mm-hmm. That's very, very impressive.
Last time he actually shoved you in a closet, believe me, you didn't shut up for 30 minutes. You were actually begging to come out.
Yeah.
We were too busy over there doing the wrestling show.
Maybe I was like a Yorkie scratching the door.
There you go. I told you. Do I know how to classify or what, buddy? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I just got to toss it out there.
Yeah.
So whatever. Now, you know what? Shut up.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Hey, that's our game.
So going through that fashion right now, you're going with these guys, you're rolling with this stable. Now I see that you're also tag team partners mm-hmm. with Toxico. Now your buddy Toxico, you understand that there's a lot of heat. A lot of heat coming. He has a bullseye on the back of his head, his chest, his back. Are you prepared to take those bullseyes also?
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
The freaking answer just yes or no.
I have to think, dude. You don't have to. Your brain's so big.
It's okay. At least I have a brain.
You're so wise.
There you go.
Is it Frank the Tank saying, I've heard Martin and Toxico play a game called Hide the Pickle.
I wonder where.
And huh? Then Jose Martinez saying, talk sick co. There you go. And
talk
then,
sick co.
Mm-hmm. Come out of the closet, Martin. Anyways, go on.
This is why he's the meanest.
You know what? You know what? Now I'm going to play the game. I want to hear all this. I'm going to shut up.
Oh, okay. And sorry, here you go. And it says, I hate you, Toxico. This never fails.
No! I'm tired of that chant. I am so tired of your chant.
There you go. As the STD, did that actually carry on through? I heard they kept on going through.
Yeah. Yeah, there's posters of Frank the Tank with STDs.
What?
In fact, I mentioned it.
You know, this is so funny, man. I mean, I don't know. We just, my brother and I were interviewing the Party Boys here. Mm-hmm. We brought that up, and it just sticked. After that, we're just joking around. Now it's like a chant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Am I an influencer now?
And of course, what does Frank the Tank say that it stands for?
Man, I don't even know.
Tank?
Toxico Destroyer.
Oh, my God.
Super Toxico Destroyer.
Wow. See, this is why he's so mean. He's incredibly rude. I don't like bullies. I deal with a lot of bullies.
Is there a lot of them?
I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad. I'm out of that.
So far, I've seen. Oh,
this guy has been bullying me. Come
that
on.
Might change.
That's what I was about
this
to say.
This guy has been bullying me. Change. So you know, he wants to take it out on
the. Let me write in my book. Guess what? You just made the list. You just made the list.
Be sure you see it. Hair to the throat. I'm kidding.
Hey, this show's only going to be 30 minutes, so it's almost 30 minutes.
Oh, by the way, yeah, thank you for reminding me. I got to call out to my sponsor here. Hold on 1 second, man. Right.
Hey, there you go. Hey, shut up.
Play the shut up game with me. Here you go, guys. Big shout out to our sponsors. Big shout out to, hold on, I'll leave you on there. It doesn't matter. To Anonas Construction, give them a call, 956-363-7195. Give them a call. Great craftsmanship in what they do. These guys go out of their way to, do what they got to do, man. They're real good handymen, real good at what they do as far as building a commercial, residential, remodel, renovations. Give Tony a call. These are great guys, man. Let them know Chewy News sent you. I mean, I know right now.
So these guys, whenever you really kiss out to them, si les puedes decir, ponle casa.
Sí, por ahí está. Dile, háblale a Norco que te ponga casa.
Eso.
Also, big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 and Jerry at 956-478-5316. They are licensed plumbers, guys. These guys are great. I know when Westlake got that huge flood that came in, these guys were on call left and right. They're a great group of bunch of guys. Give them a call. They'll gladly help you out. Also hospital grade. And don't forget, also, very big important, let them know Chewy News sent you. And your crap is their bread and butter. But, guys, thank you so much to our sponsors right now. I know we got a couple of new sponsors coming in. We're still getting situated as far as getting those guys into the podcast and actually being a part.
Hey, what the hell did the Frank thing put again?
Oh, hold on. I'll get you going. Hold on. Let me just pull up this book again. Let me switch stocks. Right, I hate you, Toxico. It says STD stands for Super Toxico Destroyer. There you go. Thank you, Frank. We appreciate
how rude.
That.
A rude individual.
So rude. Now that you're wrestling all the good, I've seen some of the wrestling matches you've done. Mm-hmm. As far as the way I call it a season, because I know you have a season that goes through the whole season, and then you finally have the big one at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But is there anybody in particular you're going after, or is there some titles that you and Toxico are going for?
Well, you see, Toxico has made it very clear to me backstage.
Oh my god. He has made it so clear.
Oh my god. Anyway, he made it very clear that he would rather, and I quote, drop dead than have me be tag team champions with him.
Uh-huh.
Which is honestly pretty nice. I mean, you know, he's very nice for that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would rather drop dead by my side as tag team champions. I think that's what that means. You're smart. Is that what that means? Oh, I'm sorry. He only claims he's smart.
Oh, shit.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
You're smart.
I did something.
Shut up. Again, he claims.
The only thing, of course, that I do, I will give you guys a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. Whether you guys are babyface or you guys are heels, you guys have a lot of fans behind you. You guys have a lot of publicity behind you that love you, regardless of whether all the time you guys are getting your asses kicked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yes,
but you guys have a lot of fan base. Mm-hmm. They love you a lot. And you know, one of these, I see you guys as tag team champions. You guys have that. You guys have that ability already. Mm-hmm. You know, as a tag team, you guys have actually grown together. You guys have actually done a lot together. And I don't mean anything bad, right? But you guys have done a lot together, and, mm-hmm. and you guys do deserve a run after those titles. Yes. Well, after those titles,
I got something so on the wall over there. It says Martin Gomez is the biggest bully at Newbury. I think just because he debuted earlier than me, he can walk around with his chest puffed out.
Is that Frank again?
You saying things like that don't work for me, brother. And you got Jose saying here, Martin once made Nightmare cry. Oh, I want to hear about that. He's such a bully.
I am not a bully.
And they got Martin Gomez is the equivalent to Hulk Hogan, if you know what I mean.
I am not Hulk Hogan.
It says Martin likes to kick sand to the old ladies.
No, I don't.
And you got everyone saying, hi, Martin. And Marty is even bald like Hulk Hogan. What the hell? And then Pete.
I think you're looking at
Pain. He's on his
own. Pain.
Balakas, shut up.
That's my buddy.
Hey, he's not here.
My best buddy.
He's lucky he's not here.
I just can't wait for the comment coming. Shut up, Martin.
but did you see Pete Pain? He told me.
Yeah, I know.
Balakas, shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he won't hurt me.
Yeah.
But back to your question on titles.
Right.
I have decided on a title that I would personally like to go after.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Uh-oh. In fact, one I could personally elevate.
Let me see. I'm going to put this on wide shot here. Go ahead, buddy.
We got to get the wide shot.
Yeah, get that wide shot. Put your name right there.
Yeah.
So you can know.
And my name probably right here or right here.
It's one of them.
Watching out here. He's even requesting where he wants his name.
Hold up. Right here. I mean, right here. Okay. Anyway, this title, I personally think I can elevate. And it is the New Breed Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, whoa. Whoa. That is some big.
There we go.
Words right there.
It's me right there.
That's a huge statement right there, buddy.
See, you want to go after what title?
The New Breed Heavyweight Championship.
Holy shit.
He's basically... Wait a minute.
You're able... First of all,
he... On his debut, he challenges...
This is true.
The biggest dog right now, the biggest person in New Breed Wrestling. Now, he wants to go... For the biggest title.
Yeah.
Wow. No, but I gotta give him a lot of credit, Mark. I will give him a lot of credit. That is something that, you know, you wanna give credit to because hey, he doesn't wanna go for the little stuff. He wants to go for the big stuff. So in other words, hey, why not? If you know you can do it. Go for it.
I will
do it. Go for it.
And like the way Jose Martinez says, the hot dog eating champion, that's what you go for. Yeah.
This is getting out of hand.
I'm sorry, man. This is wild.
This is just like high school all over again.
should have gone to prom.
I did go to prom.
Wow, but
that, you got Rodriguez saying greetings to Martin Gomez.
Hi. Greetings to you.
Yeah. So that's what you're aiming for? That's the angle? You're going for the title itself?
Well, I'm waiting for my best.
Yes or no answer.
Yes!
Let him finish, man. I want it. It's okay, buddy.
Okay.
It's all right. Just let it go.
This is like high school all over again. Anyway, so I'm just saying, Pete Payne has had a shot. Nightmare's had a shot.
He didn't do it.
Toxico hasn't had a shot. So I'm waiting for him.
So you're waiting.
Only true friends do that.
So you're waiting for
you want him to go first before you?
Well, I mean, it's the only polite thing to do.
You see, and guys, I watch everything. Donna, check this out. Listen to me. This whole charade that's going on right now with Mr. Gomez here.
Hi.
If you think of this, listen to what he said at the beginning of the podcast. Rewind back in the beginning. He said to himself, I am an opportunist. He wants his best friend to get this title.
Oh. And then go after him.
Hey,
you know what? I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that.
No. Now you're making sense. Absolutely. I would do the same shit.
Wow. Where's Matt Pat?
All of a sudden, I would do the same thing,
Martin.
Martin
is his go-to prom with Toxico. There you go.
I did not go to prom with Toxico.
No, he's telling you to
Pete
go.
Pete Payne says, can't wait to come back and settle some... So sell some children down and shut the palacas. Jacinto, one of our top podcasters, fans of the show. He didn't say he wanted the heavyweight belt, championship.
Yeah, he did.
Oh shit! There you go.
Jacinto, he did mention that's the one that he wants to go for. Yeah. Is a new breed wrestling heavyweight championship, regardless of who has it, right? But he wants Toxico to have it.
Martin and Toxico are in love. That's what Ivan is saying.
No!
Here. And this Martin, I did hold that title for some minutes.
Yes.
And see, Pete Payne, three belt pain. That's what he's saying here. And then Yadira say, también saludos para el señor Armando Reyes. What's going on?
What does that mean? I don't speak English.
In other words, they're saying...
Hide the peanut. Frank Texas.
Armando Reyes.
Everyone sees right through you, Martin. You weasel.
Well, at least they can see me. You got all that fat. They can't see
you. Oh! Whoa! Shots fired. Nikki Fuego should come after
all that
any
bleach.
Of them
all
titles before bleach. Martin. Have you fought Nikki Fuego?
So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't... fought her. I've been hit by her.
That's what I was about to say.
But let's just say Martin Gomez is a nice person and does not hit women.
What an interesting twist. Just throwing it out there, Jacinto. What an interesting twist if Martin went out and faced Nikki Fuego and won the women's tag team belt, won the belt.
You know, you're not the first person to ask me if I should go after the women's belt. I mean...
Why would... Oh, no.
Make it interesting.
That'll be good. That'll be good.
I mean, I could be the king of women. I mean...
I can... I'm not changing that with a 10-foot pole. Dina says, right here, says, well, Martin and Toxico are like good and evil. The yin and yang. I can understand that.
The yin and yang.
And then Frank is saying, after the win this Sunday... Okay. To be the number one contender and win the belt from the Tyke, I think about giving you a title shot.
Mira, Yadira. No sé por qué no vino tu hija, aquí está Martín. Yeah, her daughter actually wanted to come over here and take a picture with Martin.
Oh, really?
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, ain't that cute.
Well, you know her, Angela.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Angela.
He says, hey, Pilacas, so who's your tag team? Martin Toxico or the Killjoys?
Why don't you answer that? The rip-off NOP or the real NOP?
Here we go. Let's put him on the hot seat right there.
Whoa.
He's on the hot seat right there.
Hold on. Why are you asking that question? Just because I'm actually wearing their shirt?
Look at that.
I mean, the only reason that I'm wearing it is because actually I didn't have to pay for it.
I got another one here. Says this is for you.
Me?
I'm sorry. Jacinto saying, he couldn't last 3 minutes with Nikki in the ring.
That's true.
Listen, bud, the only reason your daughter has the championship around her waist is because mid-match, the champion she fought realized she didn't want the belt anymore.
Whoa!
Ooh.
Wow! Shots fired.
Shots.
Oh my God.
Fired. Martin Gomez can talk. I can talk.
¿Cómo estás?
He goes, Hola. Peanut, you are the best greeting, and thank you for the...
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, Excuse me?
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Oh, not, my not God. Mark, I'm talking about you.
Oh, my God.
Wait, me or him?
No, me.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, oh, my pay God. Some child support. No. I'm only 18.
Oh,
my mom would kill me.
Pete, right here. He goes, Pete Payne saying you are such a flip-flop pinche.
You're welcome.
Him, right?
You're very welcome.
He's talking to him.
And
he's
then he's saying, "Te pasas."
But,
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is really good. There's a lot of interaction in this episode. Yeah. Martin, you do bring the people coming in here.
That's what I love to do.
And, he goes,
we still have about 45 minutes. So.
Really? Well,
Martin, the CM Punk of the Valley.
Honestly. In high school, drama always taught me.
That was only a few months ago, man.
That was actually a year ago, man.
A few months.
Anyways, go on.
So, in drama, I was taught to improv. And, you know, I'm a 4-time drama All-Star cast member, which means I was one of the best actors of the night. Right. You can't relate.
Dude, Lyford only had like about 10 seniors or 10 students.
No.
That's like Santa Rosa, man. Only having like 10 or 15 students, bro.
No. But it always taught me to be prepared. And I'd say my best promo was against David Money. That was probably the promo I'm most
He
proud
paid
of.
You really? Money.
No, he didn't. He was broke at the time.
God,
he still is.
Oh my God. It was Diego here. Is Martin is a fabophobic. Cancel him. He is a fat shamer.
You're a...
Dude, have you noticed that the only one that's actually commenting on this is
because
Frank?
Because Casito says, Frank. Martin, that's about all you can do. Just talk. Jose is saying, Martin fed pigeons soda.
Look, man, I thought it would work.
Evil! Evil!
No, I am not evil.
And I would say, I'm here, Uncle Armando. There you go. That one.
Oh!
And then I got Alejandra Alonso. I believe Alonso.
Oh, that's my niece. No,
okay.
Aleida.
Yeah, okay.
What did she say?
Greetings from the sister, from you sisters, Mando. We're here watching. Great. Pasi, what the? I agree with Frank the Tank Manavilla.
Stop.
That was Jacinto.
Frank the Tank, you need to stop. I'm going to report you on Facebook.
Dude, have you
noticed? Oh, my God. Oh, I don't have an account.
Wait a minute. Have you noticed that he's been the one commenting more, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, he has not finished washing dishes.
Oh,
he decided
man.
To actually. But that's good. That is so good, Martin, because all of a sudden, you know, you're a hit to him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you.
Did you ever know you're my hero?
Do you want to send them?
Should I put that song in the back because it's not copyrighted?
Do you want to send him a lovely message?
I'll send him a lovely knuckle sandwich.
Oh!
Actually, wait, no. He'll probably eat it. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but you know what? You did bring out something very good, Mark. A match, a one-on-one match between Nicky Fuego and, of course, Martin!
Dude, that would be something interesting. I'm just saying, bro. That would really...
And if that happens, I want to be the referee.
Dude, that's something that's...
You know he can't.
Why not?
Let's see. What happened to Mooncat about a year ago?
What happened?
Let me get the record book.
Oh my God!
What happened to Mooncat a year ago?
Wait, I don't remember actually.
Well, then
let me get my record book.
Why did you bring it up?
You're right. My bad. I wasn't wrestling at the time. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I mean, you're bringing something up that something happened to Mooncat. What?
Didn't you low blow Mooncat after the South Texas title match?
Actually, if you get it correctly, it wasn't Mooncat.
It wasn't me.
It was Black Cat Jr.
You're right. It was Black Cat
Jr.
Well,
the thing is, I got tired of actually, you know, seeing these guys taking a title that wasn't really belonging to them.
I know, Frank. I know. I understand exactly how you feel. Shut up, Echo.
And that's where I actually became their manager.
Exactly.
You know what?
Martin, I will admit I have one flaw. I have horrible memory.
Yeah, it was against Black Cat Jr.
Yeah, so it was.
As a matter of fact, I'll be honest. All the time that I have been in New Breed Wrestling, when I was a referee, I never refereed one of Mooncat's matches.
That is genuinely impressive.
David James Enriquez says, "Surprise, Martin!
Surprise,
Martin! Remembers that the promo after I made him tap out."
Wow!
Who's that?
Oh man, December.
David James Enriquez.
That's David Munn.
He made you tap out, man?
Honestly, David
Dude, he didn't even have you on the hold. How can you tap out without even being on the hold? He was like,
I didn't tap out, I passed out.
Oh, sorry, let's get it correct.
That's even worse.
That's even worse.
Now I gotta fact check you.
Put him on the list again there.
I'll be honest, the only time that
put
I
him on this one.
He's on
put
the
him
list.
On the list.
He's on the list.
Put him on the damn list.
Dang, dang it.
Oh my damn, god.
Man. I don't got a
you're
pen.
Not Chris Jericho, okay?
I got you where I got a damn pen at. But anyway. So
here, I have notes.
As far as your I guess it's been about a whole year career so far?
Yes, actually it turned a year in March.
Really?
I did not know that.
Now, as far as this whole year, how do you rate yourself so far as far as the matches you've done now compared to when you first started?
Wow. Well, when I first started, I was awful. Well, not awful. I was fine for just starting. I'm not going to say I was the best.
Right.
I'm not going to say I was the next Kenny Omega. But I think now I definitely have a better mind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could definitely put a match together on my own. If you asked me to do that my first 2 months, I couldn't. I genuinely couldn't. And, you know, self-confidence comes into a big play. I think my confidence, I mean, as you can see me bullying Kakawata over here, has significantly risen.
I can see that.
I don't consider it bullying.
Yeah.
I just consider him just not shutting up. That's it.
I told you, that's me and Pete Payne's game. Make up your own game.
Mine's been copyrighted.
This is copyrighted, man. This is copyrighted.
Oh, man. Shit, man.
But, yeah, I think if I had to rate myself between 1 to 5 stars, I'd maybe have to go 3.5.
Okay.
Well, the good thing about it is it's him.
It's fair. That's fair.
That's his rating.
I'm being dead honest with myself. I'm a 3.5. And I feel like one of my goals is to definitely do better in the ring. Like, learn so much more.
Right.
In terms of moves, mindset. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know what? I'll let you go first. As far as rating him as a fight from 1 to 5 star, as far as you've seen his career when he first started, blossom up. What do you think so far?
Yeah, what do you think?
Honestly speaking?
What?
Honestly speaking? Well, I go...
I'm offended.
Based on your performance that I've seen from the time that you debuted it,
oh, yeah,
all the way to now, you have improved a lot.
Yes.
You have. I'll be honest. Have. You're the type of person... And you know that sometimes when...
Yes.
You know, I tell you...
Yes.
Your mistakes sometimes.
I value
you know,
your advice.
You know, I like to... Talking seriously, I like to give advice, but it's really up to you guys if you want to follow it or take it.
I really
you
do.
Know, and I tell you, hey, if you're going to do this, do it yes. like this, you know, and you guys have actually listened.
Yes.
And, you know, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate talking on a serious matter now.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, I know that you guys come up to me a lot. Whenever you guys see me now, that it's rare that I go now to the shows because, you know, again, because of my health conditions.
Yes.
You guys are there. Hey, what do you think, Mando? Should we do this? Yeah. What can we do? What can we do better? Do it.
Yes.
You all have to do what it's best for you all, but more the fans.
Yes.
But at the same time, you guys have to take care of yourselves. You yes. guys have to be very careful
mm-hmm.
with any maneuvers that you do out there because it's like I'm always going to say this, man, and I'm always going to stick to this phrase because me that I've been in this business for a long time and we... A lot of people that we've been in this business for a long time, we know how we're going to go into that ring.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know how we're going to walk out.
It's like my match with Frank the Tank and Big Poppy. I walked in fine, walked out injured.
Yeah, hey, well, I mean, it happens.
And that's one thing. And you guys, but rating you on personality, I'll be honest, I got to give you a 5.
Really?
Seriously, on personality, on the way people follow you, I got to give you a 5. From the time that you started to now, on your performance, I'll be honest, I'm going to go up at least 0.5 star more. I'll give you a 4.
Wow.
That's coming from me.
Wow.
Wow,
that
guys.
That's coming only from me.
Thank you.
I don't really care what anybody else thinks. That they say, he doesn't deserve a 4. I'm going to rate you there because of what you have already accomplished and what you're accomplishing more.
Thank you very much.
You're going there. Now, with your thought, with your mind, basically, I know you did not speak out of your mind. I know that when you said this, you said it out of your heart. that you want to go after the New Breed Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, and I really
And
do.
Let me tell you one thing. Don't let anything stop you.
I really won't. Mm-mm.
Don't let anything stop you on it. If that's your goal and you know you can accomplish, do it. Yes. Go for it. Don't let anything get in your way. Don't let anybody stop you. Who cares what they say about you? It's not what they think or they say. It's what you feel inside this heart of yours.
There you go.
That's what you need.
And before I jump into my final thoughts here, we got Frank Tang say, so you admit you are a bully. Bully mark confirmed. There you go.
You're the bully.
He goes, Jose Martinez says, nah, but Martin has grown from the first time we went into the ring. So kudos. And then Yolanda saying here, joking aside, Martin Gomez is a good fighter. A bit controversial and sometimes desperate when it comes to invoking his powers. But he will mature one day. And then Frank, while you were giving that long talk, I said here, nobody cares what Cacahuate thinks.
Well, that's all right. He can say that. I don't care. When I talk serious matters, because I'm saying that out loud because of what I see.
Yeah.
Now he wants to actually. I'm hoping that one of these days you can have him in your podcast. I know you already had him.
I already had him here.
So, too bad. Too bad.
Cacahuate, Stone Cold 956. and David James, and he said Martin has stepped up. One of my favorite matches is with him.
Yes.
There you go. Wow.
My best match. Honestly, one of my. I have three best matches. No particular order. I hate ordering my matches.
Right.
David Money, Toxico, and Danny Chance. Those are my top three matches that I've had, at least in my opinion.
Okay.
You know that actually David Money thought that that he was the one that started calling me Cacahuate. Seriously, man, this actually Chance started way.
Oh, no, it's a lot longer than this,
you know, and all that. But he thought, but that's okay, that's okay. David Money, hey, my respect to you. Yes. Awesome, awesome person, awesome wrestler. Yes.
And then I was just saying, y'all be good. Talk to you later, Holmes. I got to keep promoting Nikki's upcoming matches. 10-4.
It's about time you got out of this podcast, Jacinto. This come on. Hey, Jacinto, boom. There, basically, what you have to do is you have to retrieve yourself because they're going to make you wash the dishes already.
Anyways, to my rating so far, I had never heard you, my skills itself, but from a rate from 1 to 5, I'd give you a 5. It's good,
my
skills.
Thank you so much.
The presence, the attitude, it's awesome. And the quick cutaways, the quit and all that good stuff, the quick quotes are great.
Thank you.
Match-wise, I'm going to go what you say. I mean, because usually when you're honest with yourself, I'll fall around. I'll give you that half star. I'll probably end up going with Mondo with 4.
Thank you. 4 stars. Very much.
But he goes, you got one more comment here. And he goes, you know what, Martin? Just bump up a notch on my eyes.
What?
That puts you in notch 1. Oh, all right, sure.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, the thing about it is that it's everybody's opinion.
Yeah. We always have bullies in our lives.
Hey, you never know. Maybe one of these days, if you and Toxico actually decide to really maybe step down a little bit from the NOP.
Yeah, maybe.
Quick question.
I wouldn't mind being their manager.
And, there you go. You heard it there. Quick question before we go.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay.
If possible.
Yes.
It turns out to be that your best buddy wins that title. All right.
Yes.
Will you or will you not intervene or go after that title yourself?
Well,
let Little Mix and Paul Heyman talking to you here. There, go
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely, I'm the wise man right here.
You be my Paul Heyman.
I'll be your Paul Heyman. I don't have any hair anyway.
Yeah.
I can just let the side grow like it does.
Anyway, to answer this question, I think. Boom, cliffhanger. I'm kidding. I think I'm a very big if you cross the line guy. If he manages to get under my skin, which, let's be honest, is kind of impossible. I'm so nice. What do you have against me?
You need to get yourself a tan.
No, thanks. I don't want to look like Frank the Tank over there. He takes off his shirt. You see all the white.
Wow. Wow, damn Tank.
And that was against Pete Payne, by the way, which you lost. So, but to answer your question quickly, Yes, I would.
I knew it.
But
I knew it.
As long as it's in a nice, friendly way, uh-huh. and we shake hands at the
right.
end.
You got to remember, business, there's always two things. Friendship is one. Mm-hmm. Business is another.
That's right.
It's always like that. I always right. never mix business with friendship.
And the goal in my career is to be the most popular RGB wrestler.
Wow.
That's my goal.
Interesting.
And that's a statement I will live by.
Oh, shit.
Now, can we get my Instagram account to 300 followers? By the end of
300 followers. 300.
So I mean, we're already at 200 something, I think.
It's let's get to that right now. So, I mean, if you want to follow Mr. Martin Gomez right there, hit on that QR code, find out his Instagram, find out everything he's doing. Bro, I'm going to tell you something right now, bro. I'll tell you something, and no disrespect or anything like that, but as far as the promos, holy shit, dude. I mean, I'm going to give it up. Frank the Tank, bro, your promos, holy crap, bro. Every single time you get me, especially with the one where you're talking about the Mother's Day thing and you say that, Rattlesnake?
Rattlesnake
saying that, I'm not no disrespect to your mom, but all power to her pushing an ugly baby like you out of her. That was beautiful, dude.
Golly.
That was poetry.
And the way he starts
that was poetry, dude.
The Tank.
Maravilla. The way he starts it.
And there you go. They just gave you a new one,
Martin. I'll be honest. I would have never gotten...
I mean, enlarged as you can see that.
Martin the Snake Gomez. I am not a snake.
Right there, buddy.
I mean, if I was, I'd be.
I would have never gotten that personal with a person. Person like Jake, Jake Bishop.
Yeah,
like the Rattlesnake Jake. Dude,
that was.
I would have never gotten personal because, come on.
I mean, you've been jumped by them.
No, right. Well, I gotta say something about them, man. Those guys are they're a powerhouse, bro.
Oh yes.
You know, both of them, regardless of the size of them that they have, they're a powerhouse. They're strong. They scare me sometimes. Sometimes.
I mean,
not all the time. But I'm still going to get my revenge on them.
I mean, I already did it for you. I beat Brandon Morningstar in 3 minutes.
Really?
I did. For the tournament.
Really?
I beat him in 3 minutes.
And it was about...
And it takes your boy Vega 15.
My boy Vega?
Oh, my gosh.
I had to hit it. I said I was going to hit it.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, first thing I want to...
First of all, they're not my boys, okay?
I'm sorry.
I want to say something bad.
They're not puppets. I'm just kidding.
Out of all the wrestlers I've had, great interviews, I think this was probably going to be one of my top-notch wrestling interviews I've had in a while. Because this was just entertaining on my side.
And that's what I aim to do.
He better pray right now that I leave early before way earlier than he does.
Oh my
because
God.
Let me tell you one thing.
Here we go.
If he thinks that being on top of a steel cage is something, he doesn't know the...
You don't know the staircase
the
yet.
The staircase. No, I'm not worried about the staircase. I'm worried about the second floor right now over there in the parking lot. Just flip, throw him to the church's...
Martin, yes, fly.
So the advantage you have right now is that I'm on this side. You're closer to that door to run.
This is no Dragon Ball Z episode, buddy. So. No one's lending you energy anywhere.
They can through the screen.
But it was interesting.
It
was very interesting, man. Having this guy. I knew that it wasn't going to be.
It came through every angle that I expected.
I am very interesting. I've heard people say.
Yeah, you're very interesting.
Yeah, especially your. Your bosses from the NLP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're so nice.
Pones casa.
It took some convincing, but I finally got in.
There you go.
I tried to impress them with that awful face paint job I did one time.
Wow. Awful. Dude, that's their face originally.
Yeah.
That's Pete's originally face.
Well,
I can't. That's not, the other, I mean, Nightmare, you can't really distinguish because he wears a mask.
I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, we don't know. And we don't want to know.
I've only seen the back of his head.
Which head?
All right, that'll cancel the guys. This episode for today. Guys, before we go any further, I want to thank Martin Gomez for coming out and joining us here,
thank
man.
You.
thank you so much. Thank you so much, dude.
Thank you.
I mean, you're welcome back anytime. Maybe the next time we get you back on.
You bring your best friend with you.
Yeah.
So we can have that conversation again.
I probably won't talk much in that interview.
But
and if you ever decide that you want to have both of them together, you better bring me on that podcast as your coach.
Well, here you go. You got my Yolanda saying one more. Yadira saying, Martin, get a haircut. Your cat won't fit anymore. And Pilacas, the best flip flopper by my Pete Payne.
Hi, Pete.
And then I've been saying, Toxico!
Toxico!
Like I said, man, thank you so much for coming out, man.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate you coming out and having a good time. It was funny how after the podcast with, I think it was after Mooncat, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Was it after Mooncat or before that? I think it was way before that. I think it was with, it was with this, what's his name?
Morphine?
NAP?
CYA.
Sorry. Okay.
Another
I'm
nice
still
man.
CYA. Three letters out of the alphabet, you still
sound. I got it there. It was somewhere around there. But seeing that he reaches out, you got him on there. You got to get me. I go, well, who's this guy? I started looking. I go, all right, man. Yeah, you're on. He'll bring you on. It's me. Yay. He's like, yay. I'm like, okay. That was quick.
I actually typed in yay.
Yeah, he actually typed in yay. So I'm like, okay, this was going to be interesting. Jorge saying, a ver, que pase aquí. There you go.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Jorgito. Jorgito, hey. You're late. We're already going to, forget about it. We're already, ya vamos a cerrar el podcast.
Yeah, where we go.
I was expecting. I don't know where Toxico is.
That's what they're asking for.
No, underneath maybe the table right now.
He's busy.
He's busy underneath the table.
Hey.
Anyways. But like I said before, man, thank you so much for coming out and having a little fun with us here, man. Good luck with your career.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully the next time we do meet again on this podcast, you're wearing a little bit of gold around your waist or over your shoulder.
Hopefully.
And that'll be interesting to see. If it's not the heavyweight title, it'll be the tag team belts.
Or the South Texas or the Grand Warrior.
Well, let's see. Well, you'll never know.
You're capable of actually getting any title.
Thank you. You
have that ability, man. I'll be honest. I'll say from the bottom of my heart, you already have that ability to get it.
Thank you.
And you do deserve any title match they give you.
Hopefully, at the end of 2025, I will have a title.
Why wait that long?
You know what? Why wait right now? Let's do it right now. I'm going to call Kike right now. Okay.
Let's do it outside right now.
All right.
Kike, no le hagas caso. Y eso que tomó agua.
The chingao. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. Cacuata, thank you so much, Mando, for coming out once again.
Thank you once again for having me.
I will let you know when the next episode is. As far as I know, I'm bringing you for the wrestling ones a lot more closer.
Pretty much, yeah. So. I mean, I know that you bring me. And like I told you before, you have been actually, thank you so much for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, with your podcast, you know, and of course, the wrestling business. You know,
thank you very much.
You've been promoting it a lot.
Yeah.
And I really want to thank you for having me as your co-host.
No problem, man.
But this one was the one that took the cake the most.
Yeah.
I thought Nikki Fuego's slap was bad. This one was a lot worse.
Oh, man.
Let's get out of here.
We got to get out of here because I think the touching the head thing is just freaking me out a little bit.
No kidding, man.
Martin, thank you so much once again, man. We'll see you next time. Mando, thank you once again also.
Peace out, man. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast for this evening. Next week, tune in. We have an interesting podcast next Thursday at 7:30. Jason Morales. He has some interesting stuff. He is one of the gentlemen who actually did the documentary for Port Isabel Bridge collapsing. I have him coming to the podcast next week. He's going to be talking about, and this fits right in the segue on what is going on with right now when we're talking about toxins. That there are toxins in the RGB from South Padre and all over the granted that most of us don't know about. So tune in next week, 7:30. And just keep your eyes open, your ears open, so you see what's going on. And like always, guys, ladies, gators, peace out.
Bye, guys.
Peace out.